This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Matthew Schindel. His new book is For the Love of Mars, A Human History of the Red Planet. The medieval world inherits the understanding of the ancients, and then astrology. But I go to one note of clarity. In Baghdad and Damascus, Matt informs us, between the 10th and the 16th century, which is the Dark Ages in the West, an age of feudal superstition, there are very careful observations of the planets and the stars. And Matt, this sure looks like science. Is that agreed upon, that what was going on in Baghdad and Damascus was scientific observation?
Yeah, you know, we used to pretty much solely talk about a renaissance happening in Europe later. Now it's pretty common for historians of science to talk about an earlier renaissance that happens in the Islamic world, where all of this ancient knowledge, in addition to knowledge that... is being brought from different corners of the Islamic Empire. You know, there are libraries built, there's a large translation movement, and then there is original astronomical work being done as well. So there's definitely a lot of what we would recognize today as science and knowledge production happening in the Islamic world prior to that European Renaissance that in many ways is seeded by the work that's being done in the Islamic world earlier. And it's a lot of these texts that are produced in the Islamic world, not only the ancient texts that are being translated, but commentaries on those texts and extrapolations of those texts into, you know, more sort of contemporary to their time knowledge that ends up feeding that great Renaissance in the West that... you know, if you think about what's happening in the West, people did used to talk about this period as the Dark Ages, as a period in which, you know, folks had no access to knowledge. In fact, what happens is after the Roman Empire collapses in the Western part of the empire, what becomes Europe, they have what one historian has called the light inheritance or the light tradition of ancient science. They receive some, but not all. They have fragmentary texts, whereas in the Eastern part of the empire, the Islamic world, they have a lot more access to complete texts and a lot more of the writings that didn't survive in the Western part of the empire. And what happens, you know, in the 12th, 13th century is all of that knowledge starts pouring in to Europe and completely transforming the educational system in Europe.
Mentioning Dante Alighieri and the Divine Comedy, a note here. Mars is associated with war, disaster, violence, mourning, except Dante. Dante sees Mars as fortitude. Were you surprised by that, Matt? We have about a minute.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that. I mean, Dante does something really interesting. He's kind of, if you will, forced to make Mars more positive than it's usually depicted, because when he has come out of hell and purgatory, he's going now up into the heavenly spheres, and all of the planets now have to represent a virtue as opposed to a vice. And war doesn't seem like a great virtue. So what Dante does is he transforms it into fortitude. He keeps that connection to war by making Mars the heavenly sphere in which all of the people who died in holy war, all of the martyrs, are going to reside. And of course, their model, the greatest martyr of all time in Dante's mind and in Christian Europe, was Jesus Christ. And so Mars becomes this very special planet in embodying that sacrifice that Christ made on the cross in dying for God. So you know, it does become very important to Dante's world.
Why Dante is important is that that book will be read dominantly over the next 1,000 years, still read carefully, imagining.
It's one of the most famous medieval texts ever produced, right?
For the Love of Mars, Matthew Shindel is the author. We're going to modern times, somewhere in the Renaissance. I'm John Batchelor.
What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.